Hey, you can win a trip. It's easy for me to say. You can win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere, Las Vegas. I've been dying to see that Sphere, and I love the Eagles, but I'm not eligible for the contest. But you are. The Eagles, an iconic band at an iconic venue. The Eagles live at Sphere, Las Vegas, performing 16 shows this September 20th through December 14th, and you could be there. We've actually got two trips for two with flights. A stay at the Venetian Resort, Las Vegas, dinner at Chica, Las Vegas, two tickets to the show, plus a Vibee VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, James, to 95819. Text this hour's national keyword, James, to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. All right, look, if somebody said to you, hey, you want to go do this? This will be fun. There is a chance you could burn your hands or your fingers. You could ruin your eyes. You could get a fracture or laceration on your hands, loss of fingers, facial injuries, hearing loss. Would you say, yeah, I want to sign up for that? Well, that's what you're signing up for if you don't leave the fireworks to the experts. Here to talk about that, Detroit Fire Department Captain Edward Davis and Lieutenant Antoine Herbert. This 4th of July, tomorrow, all about fireworks, but we need to be safe. And we're going to talk a bit about the safest way to use legal fireworks this holiday, if you must. Captain, welcome into Focus.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Nice to have you here. And Lieutenant, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So we talk about the barbecues, the parades, and the fireworks. And the National Safety Council advises us all to enjoy fireworks at public displays conducted by professionals and not to use any fireworks at home. But we know, Captain, we can say that till we're blue in the face, and there are going to be people who still are going to do fireworks. They're like a tradition for their family. So what suggestions can you give these people to make sure it's at least as safe as it can be?
So we definitely know that it's a high time for that, and it's a hot topic, pun intended. But because if you drive down any major street, you'll see the tents where the fireworks are for sale. But one thing, just make sure the fireworks are legal in your area, or if you're in the subdivision or any place of residence, that they're legal in your area, and only purchase and set off fireworks that are labeled for consumer and not professional use.
Well, that's a very good point. I never even thought about the idea of people getting a hold of some of those incredible shells that we see the professionals fire off. Those should only be in the hands of professionals.
Right. Keyword should. But like I said, with the internet and other methods, people can get a hold of these things, and they can become quite dangerous. But outside of those professional use, one thing we like to mention, because they're really common and you can get them in a variety of areas, those sparklers that we usually give to our children because we think they're safe, those are some of the most dangerous fireworks to have. They can burn at temperatures of about 2,000 degrees, which is hot enough to melt some metals, and by carrying them, you have direct access to your skin or clothing. So those can become very dangerous as well.
One of my worst memories, Captain Edward Davis, Detroit Fire Department, talking about safety with fireworks, with that lowly sparkler, I stepped on one barefoot when I was a kid that we, you know, it burned out and somebody dropped it to the ground and I stepped on it. Man, it was still very, very hot. Sparklers and anything that ignites can do great damage, which is why, Lieutenant Antoine Herbert, we say, never allow young children to handle those fireworks.
Right, never. So it's also important to remember to never use or light fireworks while using alcohol or drugs. If you are going to use them, it's important to keep a bucket of water handy in case any fire or mishap happens, they tip over, things of that nature.
I saw
with the barbecue, the picnic's going on, you have your beer and you're celebrating. So you have to be very careful because around dusk, you might have been hitting back a couple, and then your judgment may lapse, and you do some things you normally wouldn't do. You know, hey, hold my beer, you know, while I light this, and then things can go awry very quickly.
Never hold lighted fireworks in your hands. Never light them indoors. Only use them away from people, houses, and flammable material. I saw a piece on probably Instagram. It's mostly what I see of a family letting off fireworks, but they kept the stash of all of the fireworks they were going to light off one by one real close to the fireworks they were lighting, and sure enough, the fireworks shot over to the stash, and then the stash caught on fire, and the explosions. I don't know what happened to the people, but it was ugly. And it can happen to you if you're not careful.
Correct. That's what, like you stated in your opening statement, with those still being hot and they go into a dry area. We've been blessed with a lot of rain this past season, but some areas where it's the grass is dry and they fall, they can smolder for up to 2 to 3 hours. So you may think it's over and you go inside and then you have that incident going on and you don't know about it.
Which is why you recommend, as we have Lieutenant Antoine Herbert and Captain Edward Davis of our fabulous Detroit Fire Department, that you shouldn't ever try to relight or handle malfunctioning fireworks. Never ignite them in a container. And soak both spent and unused fireworks in water for a few hours before you discard them. You have a responsibility. Once you buy those fireworks and they're in your possession, you do have a responsibility for them all the way.
Correct. Those, like I said, some of those larger fireworks, the wick can be down low in between the paper or plastic. And you may think it's out, and you just wet it down with the water hose, but it's best to submerge them in water to really get, like you said, for a few hours to make sure, especially prior to throwing them away, because they may just, oh, they're good. And in the morning, you know, you sometimes come out after you see a big pile of spent fireworks in the street, and then they'll just discard them in the trash. They may still be hot and burn that trash can and get going. So you definitely have to use the utmost care and safety when handling fireworks.
Well, you have to be so careful. And I know people feel, well, hey, I've done this for years. My dad did it before me. He taught me how, all of that. If you've ever watched, as I have, for our Ford fireworks, I've watched the guys get ready. These guys do this for a living, and they do it hundreds of times a year. But they are so careful at all times because they know they're literally playing with fire and bombs. And so you have to be careful. No matter how many times you've done it, you have to make sure you keep the kids away, that there's an adult supervising all fireworks activities, including sparklers. You should light fireworks one at a time and back away immediately. Don't hold them till the last second like you're a hero and then throw them. And the worst part, you've already touched on it, both Lieutenant Antoine Herbert and Detroit Fire Department Captain Edward Davis, when I see somebody approaching a firework that hasn't gone off properly, when I see them approaching it to relight it, if I could tackle them and keep them away from doing that, I would.
Right. You may have to. You can make the next Instagram video if you do that, sir.
Yeah, well, I don't want
to. One other thing, which I did find on Instagram, pets. Sometimes dogs will get excited and they'll go after the sparklers or the light. So not only children being aware of where your children are, but having pets around that may chase after the fireworks or go towards the sparklers.
Well, that reminds me to put on my, what do they call it? The thunder jacket or something that people have for their dogs. I might have to wear one of those tonight and tomorrow.
Right. Hopefully not.
Gentlemen, thanks for your work day in and day out. We so appreciate what you do, and we want you to stay safe as you help us stay safe. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
From the Detroit Fire Department, Captain Edward Davis, Lieutenant Antoine Herbert, representing all of the hardworking men and women of our Detroit Fire Department as we continue.